Hi there, this is Tracy. Tonight I am going to do sort of a thing that I'm leaning towards doing more as I read things and learn things. I want to share this with the community that all of you that are in different places of your healing process over narcissist abuse. ElephantJournal.com. It is a mindfulness, sort of a Huffington Post of mindfulness articles. And so there's things that are on relationships, there are just spirituality in general, and everything kind of tied in that whole picture. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely go onto it and you'll find some very interesting articles. My friend Lizelle, who I've made some videos with, she's got a bunch of articles posted there as well. So today I was reading an article that is called 18 Relationship Red Flags Every Woman Should Know by Rebecca Lamonson. And I'd like to paraphrase her article a bit, but point you to it to go read it. I'll put a link down below. Go and look at this article, because I'm just going to give you some of the top points of each one of her 18 things that she's written about. I love her quotes. I love the things she's saying. And while she's not addressing it as a narcissist type of bad red flag thing, everything she said is everything that we have learned about narcissists. Now, her article points, this is about women dating men, but men, same thing goes back and forth as I read this to you. So her first line opens up with something that I'm going to quote directly, which says, "Through experience, I've learned what I am willing to accept and what I am not." Right? That is where we want to be. It's awesome. Everything she said is so close to everything we now know. So I'm just going to give you her 18 little points and point you there to Elephant Journal to read the rest. I just wanted to share before that one point, this beautiful sunflower. Look, you see how pretty it is? All pink and wild colors. I painted that the other day. Yeah, I picked the dead ones and then I painted it. There you go, Pinterest. I've got an idea for you.
Okay.
So the first thing that she said, and the first red flag that we should watch out for, is that the relationship is one-sided. And if you find that you have done more than your share, if in the beginning this person that you were with, these are paraphrasing, only her title there is what she said, but I want to discuss these points and I want you to read her article. Anyway, when you're doing everything and they're not pulling their weight, then it's an indication that it's a lopsided affair, right? It's not right. Did they introduce you to their family and their friends? Because that's a one-sided thing, right? So with their unwillingness to share, love never withholds, and they are withholding. That's number one. Number two is that he waits till the last minute to commit to a plan. If they cannot make a plan with you or commit some kind of time, maybe they've actually used the excuse, "I live in the moment." This is a direct quote from her. Real men make plans while honoring the moment that they are in. Remember that. Number three, have you ever actually been on a real date? Sometimes you're just hanging out, you know, chilling, staying back at your house, let's watch movies and cuddle up because I just want to be with you. And then they're not planning ahead. They used to, right? For me, I look back at my two narcissists and they used to plan. My ex-husband would plan the most amazing trips, and it didn't matter if we were going on a picnic in the woods or if we were like going to Broadway. He made the effort. And in the end, now that I look back, he stopped that a long time ago. And I had to plan everything. I had to do everything. So we go back to number one, which is uneven balance here. That's it. Number four. Foreplay, what's that? She said, only accept a man who is sensuous and patient. He will make a lover for a lifetime because it isn't about his penis, it's about you. Red flag number five. He doesn't have any close friendships. She says he should have two close friends or it's a red flag. And not the school friends, Facebook friends, shady characters, like you've heard of them, but you've never actually met them. Maybe they have like a shrine of postcards saying, look, this person thinks I'm special, to show you that they are someone's friend. You have to see it. You have to watch how they react, because if you don't, she said a friend is a indicator of how he'll treat you. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. Number six, he won't introduce you to his family. Enough said. He's screaming that you are not important. Meeting the family is absolutely critical to understand his foundation. And if he's not showing you his family, then he's not serious. He's not ready to own you at any level. Like, wife, doesn't matter. Any level. This one's a good one. If he's a slob. Remember, guys, could be for girl too, but this was written for women. If there's like dishes in the sink and food and garbage around the house, if the bathrooms are disgusting, that this is only going to be a reflection of how he's going to be, and you're going to have to be his maid for the rest of your life. Having a partner should make your life cleaner and not dirtier. You're not a maid. On the dirty, filthy thing, 3X was so disgusting that his bathroom was, I couldn't even shower there. I would have to clean, which is probably why he had me stay there whenever he needed a really good cleaning. Every time I'd show up, dishes all over the counter, food left out. It was horrifying. I'm surprised he didn't have bugs. Number eight, he gets up and leaves during an argument. This means he doesn't know how to cope, and unconditional love remains present at all times. There is always a way to get through an argument or a fight. It just takes two people to committed to listening to one another. Number nine. Yes, I'm reading this. It's a lot to read. I can't say I love you. Number nine. If a man cannot express his love for you, then he does not love himself. Love is not a scoreboard, and just because I said it, now you have to, is not really having someone love you. All right, number 10 is everything that happens to him is everyone else's fault. Who's that sound like? Hello, narcissist, we know this is you. Oh my God. Pay attention to how he describes people in his past. Does he blame others for the outcomes of his life? Does he have no accountability? Is he insecure and immature? It takes awareness and maturity to accept responsibility and say, I'm sorry, or I forgive you. Okay, I never heard this one, but she has number 11 at that he's an eye roller. Does he roll his eyes and avoid eye contact with you, or smirks? This means that he's not capable of loving and creating a safe place for you and your love. Number 12. He exaggerates, omits, and lies. Who does this sound like? I am telling you, she's writing the narcissist handbook here. She said, need I say more? He's not honest, and there's no room for dishonesty in love. None. Nada. How about this one? He doesn't like to work and can't hold a job. It means that he's got a lack of commitment, discipline, and ambition. A lazy man isn't someone that you want. And if he blames everyone else for it happening, we go back to that number. Okay, how about this one? She called it number 14, is he a hustler? And to me, this just described our charming narcissist that we know of. They're always wheeling and dealing and kind of talking themselves in and out of things that just don't seem quite right. Number 15, how about he doesn't like kids? Or maybe he hasn't spent a lot of time around children. And how a man acts in front of kids really reflects a lot about him. So beware and observant. 16. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde syndrome. Does he switch personas? Yeah, narcissist, yeah. Does he put on a happy face in front of people, smile and laugh and smooze? And does he flirt with women? Boy, oh boy, I can just like, hello. But then when they get back home with you, they're like sullen and distracted and withdrawn. Number 16, this one is number 17, that their words do not match their actions. And they can tell you all day long that they love you. They can just be, you know, so sweet. And I used to get a love call like 5 times a day or text. This is even when I was married for 10 years. When holiday came, I would have like all these little trinkets of love things, love poems, little books, coupons. I mean, daggers and things with love notes in it. Fortune cookies, handmade with freaking things about me. Anyway, whatever. Here we go. So actions speak louder than words. And the last one. You cry more than you laugh with them. And maybe don't forget that if he doesn't bring a smile to your face every single day, and if he's not smiling back, it doesn't matter who he is.